Lisa began understanding her problem. "Gambling is one of the most addictive things you can do," she says. "There are some people who can handle it, but I can't. I'll never be able to go to a casino again. The first time I do that, I'll be right back where I started." A year after she quit gambling, Lisa was working as a home health aide and hoping to become a teacher someday. Looking back on her year as a gambler, she is still stunned by her actions, and she deeply regrets the pain she caused. "It was just 1 year of my life, but I completely destroyed everything I had worked for," Lisa says. "I have a very supportive and loving family, and I'll never have their complete trust again."
Wow, Lisa really hit rock bottom. She was fired from her job at the deli for stealing, but her mother convinced the owner to hire her back. Then that same night, she stole money again from the deli and lost it all in the slot machines. It was at this point that Lisa finally realized she had to get help. So how did Lisa deal with her problem? Let's see, she went to see a therapist, she joined a group called Gamblers Anonymous, and eventually she found a new job. She worked hard at taking care of her gambling problem, but she was also really lucky to have the help of her family. Her parents encouraged her and also paid off her debts. Lisa says she'll never have the complete trust of her family again, but I'm not so sure. They never really gave up on her, even when she was stealing from them, and they totally support her new life. So maybe someday they will be able to trust her again. Let's go on to the next story. Turn to page 15.